Good morning, delegates. Please take your seats. Good morning, delegates. We will start the session with a few housekeeping announcements by the secretary. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. First item, I have the pleasure to announce that we have a new member of the commission, because yesterday the Director General signed the accession of São Tomé and Príncipe. So we have now 181 member states plus one member organization, so 182 all over. That's nice. And we welcome them, of course. I mean, of course, they cannot be here yet, but we hope to see them next year. Second, the election for vice chair, for the vice chair post, three posts that we have, is open until the nomination. It's open until 3 o'clock this afternoon. I have some nomination forms here. The third thing I wanted to say, I'm going to say it again just before lunchtime, and if there's anybody else who wants me to make an announcement, we have received an invitation to the supporting the implementation of Codex standards through collaboration with stakeholders in the livestock sector will be held today from 12:45 to 1:45 in the Austria room. And I also would like to remind all chairs of Codex committees and task forces, and also I would say of coordinating committees, that we have an informal meeting of chairs today from 12:45 to 1:45 in the Canada room. Thank you very much. I said that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. I had suggested that we would begin this morning with a return to work on ractopamine, but I am advised by the numerous and several parties involved in discussing a possible way forward that they want to present to the Commission that they would like to delay that presentation until immediately following today lunch. So, with the presumption that you can all agree, because we certainly seek for a good, successful negotiation, we will begin work this morning with agenda item 11C, having completed last night 11B, evaluation of the capacity of the Codex Secretariat, and the discussion of timely distribution of reports, their length and content, as we agreed when we adopted the agenda. The relevant document is Alinorm 09329B, Part 3. This document was prepared by the Codex Secretariat at the request of the Commission. The discussion that resulted in the preparation of this document was a discussion that in part that grew out of the issues facing us with respect to the difficulties developing countries have in participating fully as they would like and as we would all like in Codex meetings, not only Commission meetings, but meetings of subsidiary bodies, committee meetings, and task forces. One of the ways that the Commission has thought would help address the problem, not solve the problem, because I believe there will be many solutions to this problem. One of the ways was to encourage host countries, many of which are in the developed world, to co-host meetings of their committees with developing countries. The developing country, country with an emerging economy, an opportunity to learn by participating fully in the planning of a session, what's required in not just the logistics of planning, but all the arrangements that go along with hosting and holding a Codex committee meeting, arranging for interpretation, taking care of translation of documents, and ideally the host country works in a very substantive and fully participatory way with a co-host, a person who is a co-chair from the co-hosting country, involving that co-chair fully in preparation for the meeting, in pre-meeting negotiations, in meeting with all delegations, and in sharing the hosting, the chairing of the meeting, that the co-chair actually helps chair the meeting. But as a first step in understanding how well co-hosting arrangements are working, at the request of the Commission, the Secretariat has done a study. And those data are, and the results of the data are presented in this paper. The evaluation of the data appear to show that co-hosting doesn't work. The data appear to show that meetings co-hosted in developing countries don't result in an increase of participation of countries in the region and don't result in an increase of countries overall in participation in co-hosted meetings. But I believe that we have to dig beneath the data. The data only show us so much. The data also show us that there are some cases in which co-hosting arrangements have resulted in an increase in participation of countries in the region and an increase overall in participation. So then the question becomes, what are the elements, if any, what are the common elements behind those situations in which co-hosting seemed not to work? And what's the difference? What caused the success in those cases where there were success? And the answer is interesting. It appears to be there's sort of a common reason behind both. It appears that what causes the root cause of the failure of co-hosting is that invitations, in those cases of failure, invitations to the meeting, the formal invitation and announcement of the agenda and the venue come out very late. When that happens, it makes planning difficult for everyone. It makes it difficult for delegates to make flight arrangements, to obtain visas, to find hotels. And there's an especial impact on delegates who participate with the assistance of the trust fund, because the trust fund requires advance planning also. The converse, or by contrast, where co-hosting arrangements have worked, those advance notices were well in advance of the actual meeting date, therefore allowing for delegates to plan, to make arrangements through the trust fund, to get visas, find hotels, and so forth. open the floor for comment, but I'd like to share with you some ideas that have come out of discussions with the Secretariat, which has very practical experience along with WHO and the management function of the trust fund about changes we could make to possibly address these problems. First, to improve, to try to institute a set of guidelines that will improve the overall co-hosting situation for all of us, we could agree that the host country and co-hosting country need to inform the Secretariat well in advance of the plans for a co-hosting, a co-hosted committee session. And by well in advance, I mean at least 1 year. They need to inform the Secretariat. Let's just say that Germany decides to co-host CCNFSDU in Uganda. Germany and Uganda need to tell the Secretariat 1 year before the planned CCNFSDU session that they plan to have this co-hosting arrangement. Second, and here is where one of the major problems arises. FAO requires that certain diplomatic arrangements be made, that assurances be provided by the country that will host the session, that diplomatic immunity and other assurances will be provided to delegates coming to the session. That is a very formal requirement by FAO. It often happens, it seems, that an arrangement for making co-hosting will be made between, say, a Ministry of Agriculture and the host country, say, of Germany, Ministry of Agriculture of Uganda and Germany, and they inform the Secretariat, but it's actually the Ministry of Foreign Affairs that provides these diplomatic assurances. And there's frequently miscommunication and months wasted and lost in planning because those arrangements aren't made. So the second proposal would be that a written assurance would be provided to the Secretariat from the ministry responsible for the diplomatic arrangements. And the letter of, I believe it's the letter of agreement. Is that correct, Tom? The letter of agreement. At least 10 months before the session. And thirdly, that the latest date by which the letter of agreement and the memorandum of responsibilities should be finalized, will be finalized, would be at least 8 months before the session date, or that is not achieved, the venue of the meeting will return to the host country. So all arrangements have to be made, everything finalized, formally finalized at least 8 months before the session, or the plans stop and the meeting, in my example, goes back to Germany. Now, I'm going to propose that the Commission consider these suggestions and endorse them, and that we note for the record that that we will put them in place, we will operate under these provisions, and that we will revisit the matter in 5 years to evaluate the effectiveness of these measures, and then have another consideration. I will now give the microphone to the Secretariat.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Just two additions from my side. First of all, on the analysis of participation, Well, you said it seems like it is a failure. I would not go as far as that. I would say the data shows different trends in different countries, and we cannot also say that it was one particular country, because you may say, just for clarifying, if in case somebody might think so, because at some point we had a meeting in India and there was 20 delegations less, and then we had another meeting in India and there were 20 delegations more. So we cannot really say that it was the country, but it was probably the situation, and this is what we're going to be describing in the document. Exactly, it was the arrangement. So, and any co-hosted session that I have attended was very well organized. I just want to say that and to thank everybody who has done that, and I know it has been an enormous effort on both sides of the hosting country and the co-hosting country to get together, to get the arrangements in place. And what this document is about in its last part is really giving all the letters, form letters already, that can be used in order to get the bureaucratic process that is necessary, because all codec sessions are considered as official FAO sessions. So there are these principles of immunity and these diplomatic principles that have to be adhered to, that we cannot in any way get around to, and we cannot change these letters of agreement. They have to be accepted in the way they are. And the more that is understood, and this document, especially in the last part, is supposed to help you. So anybody who wants to study the possibility of co-hosting, I would urge you, additionally to what the chairperson has said, to study this document, especially the practical part at the end with all the forms and letters, very well, and to follow what is indicated. And in that case, we think that nothing can go wrong. And we should find in 5 years that we have the increased participation also from the region as we wish. But it is very important, I think, that in the choice of the venue, maybe the Codec Secretariat is also consulted, because we may be able to give you indications also from the experience that we had with previous co-hosted sessions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. Now let's take comments and talk about it. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Argentina ha tenido oportunidad de hospedar dos reuniones, una presidida por usted del Comité de Higiene de los Alimentos y otra por Australia, del Comité de Sistemas de Inspección y Certificación. Sinceramente han sido dos experiencias muy enriquecedoras y distintas, y ha sido todo un desafío para nosotros. Respecto, estamos básicamente de acuerdo con sus propuestas. Lo único que nos preocupa es el tema de los tiempos. A nosotros nos parece en lo particular que un año es poco tiempo, porque la realidad es que la realización de una reunión del Codex requiere de espacios muy particulares que no se consiguen fácilmente. Los salones tienen que ser muy grandes para que se pueda dar la posibilidad de este armado con escritorios y micrófonos individuales. Y la verdad que un año, en ocasiones, en capitales con mucho movimiento, puede ser poco tiempo. Entonces, y creo que este mismo problema lo puede llegar a tener el país que tiene la presidencia, ¿sí? Con 6 meses de anticipación tiene que volver a la sede original y reorganizar los planes. Me parece que en realidad el proceso debería empezar con 2 años de anticipación, y de hecho el calendario del Codex de reuniones es bienal, con lo cual se presta para que eso pueda llegar a realizarse. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Argentina, and thank you for mentioning the sessions. That at least the one that I co-hosted with for food hygiene in Argentina, they were extremely well done and were examples of very good regional participation and overall greater participation. And the co-chair, my Argentine co-chair, worked very well side by side, hand in hand, and shared significant parts of the meeting. It was a very good experience. And I will mention that we didn't give ourselves more than 1 year. Argentina did a very good job in but we gave ourselves about 1 year. So we'll put the two-year proposition on the table. If the commission chooses to put that requirement or that guidance for itself, that's up to you. I suggest that 1 year is about double what we're now typically working with, and should be workable. It should give us a good chance. But if 2 years, if arrangements can be made 2 years in advance, even better. Uganda and then Mexico.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'd like to thank you very much for the very good introduction to this subject and also the Secretariat, the additional information. Actually, when you look at the report by the Secretariat, it serves as a very good tool to identify areas of weakness and strength. And also, when you look at Table 1, although it may appear to give a grim picture, there are some unquantifiable benefits to be gained from holding those meetings in developing countries. For example, these meetings help to influence political leadership in those countries, considering that different ministries and different government agencies are involved, so they are brought on board. And in the process, they learn more about codex. And in future, they will contribute to giving more budgetary resources to codex matters. Secondly, holding those meetings in developing countries is part of capacity building, which is so important, as we have already identified. Thirdly, it contributes to getting to know each other better and relating to each other better and building bridges. So I think there is everything good in it. And in those lines, and I think the period of 1 year, at least 1 year, is good enough, as long as you start early and you know what to do. And I'd like to commend the Secretariat for the guidance that, you know, that those draft documents are very good, they're guiding points. And it's on those lines that Uganda is already talking with the United States to host the CCFH 2010 in Uganda.
Very good, and this is for 2010, so you've started more than a year in advance. Well done. Mexico?
Gracias, señora presidente. Coincidimos que la copresidencia de algunas reuniones es una buena forma para el desarrollo de capacidades en algunos países. Me parece que otra cosa que debe de evaluarse en el reporte o en el estudio es el desempeño del fondo fiduciario, ya que como países hospedantes nosotros tenemos la experiencia de que las aprobaciones por parte del fondo llegan demasiado tarde a los países y México puede conseguirles la visa y dársela, sin embargo, no puede ayudarlos en darles cartas de acceso a los países en los cuales tienen que hacer escalas para poder llegar a México. Un ejemplo de esto es países africanos que tienen que hacer escala en Ginebra o en algún país europeo para poder llegar a México. Nosotros daríamos la visa nada más para México, pero no podemos ayudarlos en cuanto a obtener la visa o el permiso para estar en tránsito en países europeos. Entonces también debe de evaluarse la situación del desempeño del fondo fiduciario y las autorizaciones a tiempo de ellos. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. That's a somewhat that relates to the subject of the study, in the sense that timing is everything. I'll have to ask WHO to comment with respect to trust fund matters.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Whilst the Codex Trust Fund is, of course, always helpful to all countries and try to support any move to any Codex meeting, it is very difficult for the Trust Fund to actually deal with visa issues for countries. And, but we have a number of cases where we know that if you're going to a new location, you have to find out where to get the visa. And we cannot help in all cases. In some cases, we actually have helped, but it's really up to each country to, with the right preparation time available, to actually find out where they have to go. If they give the trust fund enough time, they will be allowed to go to other destinations to obtain the visa. But it's really the responsibility of each participating country to find out where that direction is, and the trust fund doesn't have capacity to help with that. Maybe I didn't understand what the point was. Okay, then maybe you have to repeat so I can understand.
Mexico, can you please very briefly describe the problem? We have a number of countries wanting to discuss. I'd like to resolve this matter quickly, make a decision, and move on. Mexico.
El problema real es que si la autorización por parte del fondo fiduciario no llega a los países a tiempo, nosotros como país hospedante no podemos ayudarlos en la obtención de visa. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. We'll ask WHO to comment briefly and answer your question.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I have to remain with my answer, that the answer is that the country, the beneficiary country, has to initiate this from their side. And there could be cases where the trust fund is too late, but normally it's not the case. So really, it's back to whether we have 1 year, one full year. If we have one full year, everything is okay. Thank you.
Thank you. WHO, Ghana, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ghana would like to commend the Secretariat for this evaluation report on Codex sessions held in developing countries. We recognize that by the objectives and strategies of the Codex, it is imperative for all members to participate in the activities of Codex that leads to the development of international standards. We believe that this activity of co-hosting is one in which we strengthen partnership between members. Co-hosting is therefore an important activity, and we are actually looking forward to a time where we also will have hosting opportunities and not just co-hosting. From the report, we recognize that the Africa region is one where co-hosting arrangements have led to increased participation of members of the region. It is in this respect that Ghana suggests that this co-hosting arrangement should continue and strengthened. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ghana. Canada, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And let me begin, since July 1st is our national day, in wishing all delegations a happy Canada Day. Thank you very much, kind delegates. Canada had a very successful and rewarding experience in co-hosting the Codex Committee on Food Labeling with Malaysia. And we would like to share a little of that experience with you. We certainly commend the Secretariat for the paper and support its recommendations, but we believe that the guidance in terms of co-hosting can be further complemented when one takes account of some of the points made by Argentina and Mexico with respect to further consideration around the timing. In that regard, we do believe that effective achievement in terms of co-hosting does require more time, and we encourage that discussions on co-hosting actually be launched 24 months in advance of the meeting, so that the hosting country and the regular host can agree on a division of key responsibilities before they enter into the formal discussions with the Codex Secretariat, FAO, and WHO. And the obtaining of a firm commitment on the part of the co-hosting country 18 months in advance then facilitates the formalizing of the arrangements within the one-year timeframe proposed by the Secretariat and facilitates the early identification to delegations of the intent of holding the meeting, which facilitates engagement with the trust fund, et cetera. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Canada. Reflecting on your intervention and that of Argentina, I would suggest, in addition then to the points already put on the table, that the Commission encourage host and potential co-hosting countries to initiate discussions 2 years in advance, to begin to formalize arrangements, to begin to work towards formalizing arrangements, so that the Secretariat can be informed 1 year in advance. One clarification from the Secretariat, then I will move to close the list and we will move on. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Just to clarify that within our documents and within the recommendations on timing we made, we purely concentrated on the formal aspects of the conclusion of the letter of agreement. We did not enter into what might happen before between the host country and co-hosting country, as this is not presently our function. So we discussed with the internal FAO protocol services what they considered appropriate so that we could get the letters of agreement out on time. So minimums for that. Whatever you do on top, of course, is positive, right? But we concentrated on that part in the document. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tanzania would very much wish to associate with the interventions by Uganda and Ghana. And we basically support the suggestions from the Secretariat through you, Madam Chair. We particularly note that the report does indicate that there is an overall participation of members of the region where the meeting is being held. And this is also true for the meeting we had the opportunity to host in Tanzania in 2003. We worked with the Netherlands to then host the former Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants in 2003. In fact, the discussions were started much earlier, more than 2 years earlier, both informally and formally. And the meeting was a very good success, was a very big success. Although the numbers indicated that there was an overall reduction in participation, but in actual sense, the registration then had indicated that we are going to have record participation. Had it not been of issues in the world then, which led to our colleagues from America, United Kingdom, not to be able to participate. And also some delegation sizes had to be scaled down. But this was going to be, were to be one of the very successful meetings. And I really thank the Netherlands for the good work we did together. I also note that the overall participation is seemingly looking lower. But again, this points to the need to continue having these meetings, because one of the reasons, I think, besides the bureaucratic government machinery processes, it's also the fear of the participating countries to go to a new country, and also the lack of experience at the hosting country. And I think this points to the need that we need to have such more meetings for the peoples of the different regions to get to understand each other better. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Tanzania. Thank you very much, delegates. I will give the names of those countries who have flagged up, and then let's close the list, come to agreement, and then move on to the next agenda item. You can feel free to lower your flag once I call your country's name. Mali, Thailand, Chile, Brazil, Indonesia, South Africa, Cote d'Ivoire, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Senegal, Zambia, Norway, Kenya, and Morocco. Laos, Switzerland, and then Australia. Delegates. Germany, Japan, I'm sorry, delegates, we cannot afford to take the rest of the morning discussing this item, or we have many, many, many very important items we need to get to, and we're looking at another evening session, so consider the length of your intervention and really whether you need to make it. In the light of working until 9. So I appreciate the enthusiasm, I think we all do, about this issue, co-hosting, and the really hands-on capacity building it gives. But I will call on these countries I've named. Please be very brief. If you have a concrete suggestion to make, please make it. But let's focus what we have on the table, which I think we all agree so far is pretty workable. And then we'll come back in 5 years and review. Now let's work quickly through this list. And I beg your indulgence. Mali, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je ne serai pas très long. Je me permets quand même de soutenir le fait que malgré que le rapport a donné des résultats un peu mitigés, les expériences qu'on a eues dans ce cadre, en tout cas à vue d'eux, sont positives. Par exemple, l'expérience qu'on a vécue au Guatemala et au Cameroun et au Ghana, on a vu que c'est l'occasion pour même les chefs d'État ou les adjoints d'être présents et de s'engager. Et même, ils nous font savoir que c'est l'occasion pour eux-mêmes de savoir que le fonds fiduciaire existe. Je voudrais faire une recommandation par rapport à la participation. Parce que je crois qu'un des gros problèmes de la participation, c'est le problème de visa. Et La réalité, c'est que la plupart des pays en voie de développement n'ont pas la possibilité d'avoir une diversité d'ambassades comme c'est le cas pour les pays occidentaux. Donc, parfois, c'est la distance entre le pays qui voudrait participer à la réunion et la localité où il faut aller prendre le visa. Donc, je pense qu'une possibilité serait qu'il y ait un arrangement qui permette à toutes les délégations d'avoir le visa à l'aéroport même d'entrée du pays hôte. Donc, ça évitera que les délégués soient obligés de perdre du temps à se déplacer, d'aller dans d'autres pays tiers pour chercher des visas. Au Guatemala, par exemple, nous avons des collègues africains qui étaient bloqués soit en Espagne ou au Portugal pour des problèmes de visa et ils n'ont pas pu participer aux réunions. Donc, je pense que c'est un arrangement qui permettrait d'avancer. Et je suis d'accord avec le Canada qu'il faut peut-être voir 2 ans à l'avance. Nous avons proposé de recevoir la réunion sur les principes généraux en 2011 et nous avons déjà commencé les démarches. Je pense que c'est très important de s'y prendre à temps. Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Molly. I think we can all agree that starting 2 years in advance is a terrific idea, starting certainly discussions. Your suggestion about making visa arrangements available at airports is probably one that, well, I would suggest you raise the idea with the foreign affairs ministries in your own countries and see how they like it. They would have to make those arrangements. We are not, FAO is not capable of making that kind of arrangement. It's up to individual countries. And there's where that advanced planning really, really becomes important. Thank you, Molly. Thailand, please.
Thank you very much. Thailand would like to make some additional comment. First, for the benefit of organizing the meeting in a developing country, it has all kinds of benefits. I will not stress on that. And my second point is that I would like to the Secretary to interpret Table 1 in a more positive way. If you look at the meeting hosted in developing countries starting from 2000, from 2000 to 2004, only 4 times, it's like learning curve. And then more so on 2006, 5 times. And even more so, I believe, in the near future. And in terms of different in regional participation, apparently in Greece. And if one also look at the number of participation or participants, probably increased as well. So we should not look at the only negative participation from member country, because it depends a lot on technical matter, depends on a lot of interesting issue. Now, Thailand also would like to suggest the way forward. Number one, agree with the chair, propose that prepare everything in advance with timeliness. And Thailand also would like to suggest that prepare the roadmap or standardizing operation procedure, like roadmap. What the date, the time, the year to do what? What would be the constraint, like visa? By the way, Thailand will always provide visa on arrival when we host the meeting. And then also prepare the template so that we can move things quickly. And by doing this, I believe we will encourage developing countries to be co-host with the country that hosts that committee. Thank you.
Very much, Thailand. I believe that the templates largely already exist. We will repeat them because better awareness, more complete awareness of those templates and the roadmap they suggest needs broader awareness. And we will put them in the report of this session again to help make your suggestion real. Thank you very much, Thailand. Chile, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Referente al documento en estudio de los consultores, la verdad que voy a expresarme en términos bastante imparciales de la parte más complicada, dificultosa. No quiero hablar de negativa, pero no menciona una buena participación en comparación a reuniones normales del CODEX. Y también lo que se dijo acá es un recargo a la Secretaría. Y ayer estuvimos discutiendo bastante sobre la posibilidad de aliviar el trabajo de la Secretaría. Ahora, en cuanto a lo positivo, es la creación de capacidad y la conciencia que se establece en el país en desarrollo en el cual se realiza determinada reunión. Pero ahí hay que considerar dos aspectos. ¿Qué es lo que se produce antes? ¿Qué es lo que venimos hablando ahora de la preparación de la reunión? Y lo que queda después. Vale decir, después de eso, el país en el cual se realizó la reunión tuvo un comité del Códex Nacional activo, presentó documentos, participó de aquí de la reunión del Códex. He escuchado hablar de países que hospedaron y que ahora no están presentes. Eso hay que tenerlo en cuenta en el análisis global que se haga, señora presidenta. Y finalmente, me parece interesante lo que decía Gana, de que no solo quería ser cohospedante, sino que llegara a ser hospedante. Y tal vez ese puede ser un paso para que países en desarrollo, sí, que lo han hecho bien, puedan desarrollarse efectivamente como países hospedantes, ya sea de un task force o de un comité. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Chile. South Africa, please.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. We just wanted to caution that if we were to stick strictly to the 8-month lead time proposal, it might not be helpful for co-hosting. We think that the suggested 24-month lead time will be helpful because there are also budgetary considerations where a co-hosting country might need financial assistance from a hosting country, or it might have to work within its own budget cycles to be able to build that co-hosting into its own budget. We also like to echo the sentiments made by Ghana with regards to the African region getting to host one committee in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, South Africa. The suggestion made from this table with respect to 8 months was that is the latest time by which those formal letters must be signed. My concern about putting a requirement on all potential co-hosting countries that the letters of agreement be signed 2 years in advance could vary. Okay, you're not suggesting that. So you reiterate support for advanced planning to begin as much as 2 years and at a minimum, the signing of the letters of agreement by 8 months, a minimum. Thank you very much, South Africa. And next, let's take Indonesia.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Indonesia would like to appreciate Codex Secretariat for conducting evaluation of codex session held in developing countries. We believe that conducting of codex session under co-hosting arrangement have a lot of benefit, especially for developing countries. Under co-hosting arrangement, the venue countries will also gain experience in hosting, arranging, and co-chairing or codex meeting. We agree that there should be guidance for financial arrangement and assistance to the venue country by the chairing country. Particularly for financial contribution and costs, it should be agreed in advance by both parties. If Indonesia can hold the co-hosting, just for information that Indonesia also gave visa on arrival. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Indonesia, Cote d'Ivoire, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. La délégation de la Côte d'Ivoire pense également que l'organisation de la réunion dans les pays en développement est une belle opportunité parce que cela participe du renforcement des capacités. Cependant, nous pensons que la période de 2 ans est la mieux indiquée parce que cela permet une meilleure préparation. Je donne un exemple très rapidement. Le Mali s'est proposé de recevoir la réunion sur les principes généraux en 2011. Si les choses sont bien préparées depuis 2 ans, eh bien, le Mali peut participer déjà à l'organisation de la session qui a lieu avant celle que qu'il va recevoir. Je pense que c'est pour ça que 2 ans, pensons que c'est la période la mieux indiquée. Je voudrais également revenir sur le problème du fonds fiduciaire. En fait, le problème qui est posé, c'est le problème de la réception des autorisations de voyage. Si le document de l'autorisation de voyage arrive en retard, cela pose des problèmes surtout lorsqu'on a besoin d'aller prendre le visa dans un autre pays. Donc il faudra qu'au niveau de la gestion donc, du fonds fiduciaire, on voit un peu dans quelle mesure on peut faire venir le document un peu plus tôt. Je vous remercie.
Thank you very much, sir. Norway, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Norway, as chair of the Committee on Fish and Fishery Products, have previously hosted the committee in South Africa, China, and this year in Agadir, Morocco, with very positive experience from the previous arrangements. To be brief, we like to plan ahead and chair the Canadian view to start 2 years ahead, and therefore guidance, or any guidance, how to plan and the co-hosting should start at the point of the first contact between chair country and venue country. It is also important that the Codex contact points play a positive role in facilitating and streamlining correspondence. Our experience that we would like to draw your attention to is also that it is of importance that the co-hosting country assign people to their arrangement committee who speak a language that the host country can communicate in, and for us that is English. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Senegal, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Le Sénégal plaide en faveur du principe des réunions tournantes pour la bonne raison qu'il s'agit là d'une stratégie qui est un catalyseur de collaboration, d'adhésion et d'engagement, ainsi que de prise de conscience, car le Codex est un combat juridique, commercial, industriel, politique, sanitaire et social, qui implique tous les acteurs du développement, allant de la fourche à la fourchette, sans négliger aucun aspect de la question. Or, aujourd'hui, quand les pays en développement en Afrique ont un certain nombre de problèmes de prise en charge qui font que nous nous référons toujours au Codex Trust Fund, c'est parce que la conviction n'est pas totale à tous les niveaux pour que les fonctionnaires puissent prendre à ces réunions parce que cela participe à d'autres réunions d'ordre beaucoup plus politique que technique et technologique. Donc, le meilleur garant, c'est le système des réunions tournantes qui implique tous les acteurs pour promouvoir et faire respecter les normes Codex afin d'assurer une meilleure santé des populations sur lesquelles nous nous fondons sur le plan social et qui font que le principe de la déontologie et de l'éthique nous préoccupe à présent. Ceci dit, certains collègues ont parlé du problème de l'obtention des visas personnellement. Il ne peut pas être réglé ce problème des visas par le Codex. Il s'agit d'un problème d'ordre diplomatique, d'ordre administratif, que chaque pays, excusez-moi madame, le temps est terminé, qui doit être réglé par le canal des structures des affaires étrangères et de la diplomatie internationale, qui pourrait quand même laisser le Codex s'occuper des problèmes d'ordre beaucoup plus technique et juridique. Merci.
Thank you very much, sir. Yes. Diplomatic channels, foreign ministry, involvement as early as possible. I heartily support Canada's suggestion that discussions should start 2 years in advance. Thank you very much for emphasizing that and for emphasizing again the really broad involvement of all stakeholders and the importance of Codex to all stakeholders, consumers, industry, producers, regulatory officials, everyone, and the importance of raising awareness. Thank you very much, sir. Next, we'll take Lao, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. responding and on behalf of Laopedia. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Codec Tax Fund to supporting Lao to join this meeting. Through this meeting, we learn a lot of experience. As you know, Lao is a landlocked country. We share the border, sharing the border with the big country like China, Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, and Myanmar. The food safety and food standard quite new for my country, but through the support from the FAO, WHO expert, and the financial support from the rich country, sorry, I say this word, support by UK, support by SIDA, Swedish government, we can participate the some important workshop and the important conference like this conference. My country, we benefit from this project support the capacity building because we rely on the human resource in food expert in food technology. But we import a lot of product from the neighbor country. And second, we rely on the national laboratory on food analysis expert. Yeah. We need the WHO and FAO also trust fund continuous support. Without your support, maybe difficult to attend the important meeting like this. I mean, we are group A. We join the fourth meeting, one meeting, CEC meeting, and three workshop like the food hygiene, and food labeling. But you know when how to get the visa and how to come here to visit room.
Sir, your time is up. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you very much for your intervention, Lau. You remind us that we are all learning here. We are all learning. And we welcome you. We welcome you to the classroom. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I'd like to say that although Switzerland is not mentioned in the document, we have had two very positive experiences of co-hosting the CC Euro, the Coordinating Committee for Europe. The first time it was with Lithuania, and recently with Poland, and both experiences were very enriching and extremely successful. Madam Chair, when you opened this agenda item, you proposed that we should establish a set of guidelines which could institute the co-hosting arrangements, and you gave a few points which have been discussed to some length by various delegations. Madam Chair, if we take the floor now, it's to